This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the script to principles progression helps you move beyond scripted responses during patient hearing. Why your best listening tool is a principle, not a script. In short, scripts give you structure when your instincts would otherwise pull you toward defensiveness or retreat. Principles carry you when no script fits the moment. The script to principles progression is what turns patient hearing from a technique you remember into a skill you own. You start with exact scripts because they hold your listening in place under pressure. You personalize them as your confidence grows, making them genuinely yours. You ultimately let the scripts go, guided only by the principles underneath them. Definition: the script to principles progression is a developmental model in which learners begin with word-for-word scripts to build structure and confidence during patient hearing, then gradually personalize those scripts, and finally internalize the underlying principles so the skill operates without the script. Most people think patient hearing is simply a matter of staying quiet while someone else talks. They learn a few phrases. Tell me more. I hear what you are saying. Help me understand. They practice keeping their face neutral. They nod at the right moments. And then a genuinely difficult person sits across from them, and every phrase they rehearsed evaporates the moment the conversation becomes real. The script to principles progression is the answer to that collapse. It is a concept I introduce and say it right every time, specifically in Chapter 3, where I write about how scripts function as training wheels, not crutches. Training wheels. Use them until you do not need them, and then you ride without them because the balance is already in you. Patient hearing, more than almost any other skill in difficult conversations, depends on that transition. Because the moment you are sitting across from someone who is angry, evasive, or relentlessly hostile, no script survives contact with the room intact. Why patient hearing collapses under pressure before the progression takes hold. There is a specific kind of failure I have watched repeat itself across decades. Someone has prepared carefully. They have read about active listening, maybe even written a few phrases in a notebook the night before. They sit down with a difficult colleague or a team member who has been simmering for weeks. The person begins to speak, and within 60 seconds, our well-prepared listener is no longer listening at all. They are waiting. Waiting for the pause that lets them use their line. That is not patient hearing. That is scripted response dressed up as listening. The script becomes a destination rather than a tool. The listener is mentally traveling toward it, and everything the other person says between here and there becomes noise they have to sit through. The reason this happens is straightforward. A script, by its nature, is fixed. The person in front of you is not. Difficult people especially tend to go places in a conversation that you did not anticipate. They raise something you did not prepare for. They express something in a way that does not match the version you rehearsed against. And when the real situation diverges from the rehearsed one, the script stops fitting, and the listener either freezes or defaults to whatever their unreformed instinct was before they picked up the notebook. The mechanics of the progression. What each stage actually does for your listening. The three stages of the script to principles progression are not equal in their demands. Each one asks something different of you, and understanding what each stage does helps you recognize where you currently are. Stage 1. The script holds you in place. In the beginning, the script is not about sounding right. It is about stopping you from doing the wrong thing. When someone difficult is speaking, your nervous system wants to defend, deflect, or interrupt. The script overrides that impulse. Tell me more about that is not a magical phrase. It is a delay mechanism that buys your better judgment the time it needs to engage. I have said before, and I believe it completely, courage is not the absence of fear, it is action in the presence of fear. In patient hearing, the script is that first act of courage. It moves you forward when instinct says stop. If you've ever bitten back a defensive reply and instead said something that gave the other person room to keep talking, you've felt this. The script did not make you a great listener in that moment, but it kept you from being a terrible one. Stage 2. The words become yours. After you have used a script enough times, something shifts. The structure becomes familiar, and you start adjusting the language to fit the specific person and moment in front of you. Tell me more about that becomes walk me through what happened from your side. The underlying intention, which is to hear more before you respond, stays intact. The phrasing becomes genuinely yours. This is the stage where real listening begins to emerge. You are no longer reciting. You are communicating. The gap between your prepared self and your present self starts to close. In How to Start a Difficult Conversation That's Blocking Your Team's Synergy, the same transition matters at the opening of a conversation. The principle that guides the opening, which is to create safety before raising the issue, operates the same way in patient hearing. It is something you eventually carry with you without needing to read it off a card. Stage 3. The principle guides you without the script. Here is where patient hearing becomes something you actually possess. The script is gone. What remains is a clear, internalized principle understand before you respond. That principle can carry you through any conversation, with any person, however unpredictable they become. You do not need to remember a phrase. You need only to return, again and again, to the intent behind every phrase you ever use to hear this person fully before you say a word in reply. This is what I describe in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time as the progression from training wheels to riding. The balance is in you now. The structure that the script provided is no longer external. It is part of how you think. What the progression looks like when a difficult person is actually in the room. Let me give you a specific situation. A team member, someone who has been quietly resentful for months, finally comes to you. They are not calm. They are listing grievances, some fair, some distorted, some that frankly have nothing to do with you. Your job in that moment is patient hearing. At stage 1, you hold yourself to a phrase. I want to make sure I understand what you are telling me. You say it when they pause. It is imperfect. It feels mechanical to you, if not to them. But you do not interrupt. You do not correct the distorted parts. You hold the line that the script gave you. At stage 2, you are adapting in the moment. You hear the resentment underneath the words, and you respond to that. It sounds like this has been building for a while. I want to hear all of it. You are still structured, but the structure bends to fit what is actually happening. You are learning the difference between what someone says and what they mean, and your language begins to follow that distinction. This is the kind of listening, but how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it depends on at its foundation. At stage 3, you are not managing a script at all. You are simply present. You hear the anger, and you understand it as information, not as an attack. You ask one clarifying question, because it is genuinely the right question, not because you remembered to ask a clarifying question. The conversation moves at its own pace, and you move with it. That is patient hearing operating at full strength. Why this progression goes unrecognized in most listening advice. Most guidance on patient hearing stops at stage 1. It hands you a list of phrases and calls it a toolkit. This is not wrong, exactly. The phrases are real and useful, but it skips the mechanism that makes the skill durable, the deliberate movement through the stages until the principle is yours. There is a second reason the progression goes unseen. People mistake early stage discomfort for failure. They use the script. It feels stiff. The conversation is awkward. And they conclude that patient hearing is not something they are naturally good at. They abandon the process before the training wheels have done their job. In How to Deescalate Team Conflict Without Destroying Synergy, the same patience applies to conflict work. Early discomfort is not failure. It is the feeling of a new skill being built. After decades of getting this wrong myself, I can tell you the stiffness is part of the process, not evidence against it. Every principle I now carry without effort was once a script I stumbled through. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. The practical consequences of staying stuck in stage 1. When patient hearing stays at the scripted stage, 3 things tend to happen. First, the listener sounds rehearsed. Difficult people, who are often highly attuned to being managed, notice. The trust that patient hearing is supposed to build starts to erode instead. Second, the listener struggles with anything unexpected. When the conversation goes somewhere the script did not cover, they stall. Third, the listening becomes performative rather than genuine. And performative listening, in my experience, is worse than no strategy at all, because it signals to the other person that you are going through motions rather than actually trying to understand them. This matters enormously when you are dealing with someone who has been difficult precisely because they feel unheard. In How to Use the Bridge Method to Rebuild Synergy After a Team Breakdown, the first element of rebuilding is acknowledgement. You cannot acknowledge authentically if your listening stopped at a script you memorized last Tuesday. How to move deliberately through the stages. Progression does not happen automatically. You have to practice with intent. Here is what deliberate movement through each stage looks like in real terms. Use the script consistently until it bores you. This sounds wrong, but it is correct. Boredom with a script means the structure has been absorbed. If the phrase still feels like a performance, you're not ready to personalize it yet. Give it more repetitions. Personalize one element at a time, not the whole thing. Change the opening word. Adjust the phrasing to fit your natural voice. Keep the intent untouched. This is how the language becomes yours without losing the principle underneath it. Name the principle before you enter the conversation. At stage 3, the script is gone, but the principle must be clear in your mind. Before a difficult conversation, I still say it to myself, understand before you respond. That one sentence carries everything the script's used to carry. It is what I describe in Say It Right Every Time as the residue of the progression, the irreducible thing that remains when the scaffolding comes down. Treat avoidance as the opposite of practice. Every conversation you avoid is a repetition you did not get. The compound effect works in both directions. Consistent engagement with difficult conversations builds the principle over time. Avoidance compounds into nothing. In How to Apologize to a Team Member in a Way That Actually Restores Synergy, and How to Use the Deal Method to Resolve Conflicts That Are Fracturing Team Synergy, consistent practice is what transforms each framework from a thing you learned into a thing you are. When the principle has taken root, you'll know the progression is complete, not by any single conversation, but by a pattern across many. You stop thinking about what to say next while the other person is still speaking. You notice details you used to miss the pause before a particular word, the shift in someone's posture when a specific topic is raised, the thing that was conspicuously not said. Your questions stop being generated from a list and start coming from genuine curiosity. This is patient hearing at its full depth. It is the same attentiveness that how to use the recover method. When a team conversation goes wrong depends on when a conversation goes sideways, the capacity to hear accurately what happened rather than defaulting to your original read of the room. The principle, once genuinely internalized, also changes what you feel in the moment. The defensiveness does not disappear entirely, but it quiets, because you are no longer managing a script and monitoring the other person simultaneously. You are simply listening. That simplicity is earned, not given. Frequently asked questions. What is the script's to principles progression in patient hearing? The script's principles progression is a developmental model where you begin with word-for-word scripts to hold your listening in place under pressure, then gradually personalize them, and finally internalize the underlying principles so you can hear anyone fully without needing a script to guide you. Why do scripted responses fail during patient hearing with difficult people? Scripts are fixed. Difficult people are unpredictable. When you cling to a prepared phrase while someone is speaking, you stop truly listening and start waiting for your cue. The script becomes a barrier between you and what the person is actually saying. How do you move from scripted responses to principled patient hearing? You use the script repeatedly until the structure becomes familiar, then begin adjusting the words to fit the moment, and finally let go of the words entirely while keeping the intention. The principle replaces the script when the skill is genuinely internalized. What does patient hearing look like? Where does principle lead rather than scripted? It looks like sustained silence when someone is still finding their words, a natural clarifying question that fits the specific moment, and a response that reflects what was actually said rather than what you prepared to say. The listening shapes the reply, not the other way around. How long does the script to principles progression take for patient hearing? There is no fixed timeline. Some people move through the stages in weeks with consistent practice. Others take months. The indicator is not time, but whether you find yourself listening to understand rather than listening to respond. When that shift happens reliably, the principle has taken root. Can the script to principles progression help with highly emotional, difficult people? Yes, and this is where it matters most. When someone is angry or distressed, a script can collapse under emotional pressure. A principle holds. If your guiding principle is to understand before you respond, that intention carries you through moments no prepared phrase could have anticipated. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.